Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it do? Man, it's the boy Big Stacks, you know what I'm saying, coming back once again. This is Talking Shit with Stacks. You know, this is brought to you by, of course, Stacks on Deck Media and Entertainment, you know, slash the network. You know, we still out here. Yeah, tonight we're going to basically talk about, you know, the crazy year that we've had, you know, the year in sports, the year in music, entertainment. If New York called up, you know, I think he's going to talk about some movies and whatnot. You know, we're going to bring up a little bit of battle rap, you know, just touch on all things, you know what I'm saying, and get that out the way. You know, we got 2017 coming up, about 2 weeks time from now. And this year was just, it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? We lost a lot of people. You know, I want to touch on that. It was just a weird year. You know what I'm saying? It was a bad year for me starting out. But, you know, like the player that I am, I rebounded. I'm back. You know what I'm saying? I tagged myself back into the game. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and we here. So, you know what I'm saying? Basically, what we about to do right now, you know, I just want to I ain't going to mention everybody, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that was lost this year through my childhood or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to touch on that in like 2 seconds, but you know what I'm saying? Right now, you know what I'm saying? My boy just called up. We're going to get him on the line right quick. Fam, you there?
Yeah. Y'all hear me?
Yo, we there. What's happening with you?
It was good, man. King of the North and shit. You know what I'm saying? We chilling, bro. We chilling.
Yeah, fam. You know what? The way I wanted to start the show right now, I just wanted to give a shout-out, you know what I'm saying, to all the people that we lost this year. I know it's not going to be a complete list, but it's going to be, you know what I'm saying? Man, I lost a lot of childhood, you know what I'm saying? Man, memories with these people. You know, RIP first off, man, first and foremost, the latest one was Craig Sager. He passed away yesterday. Man, that shit put a hole in my heart, like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I'm saying? This the year that took what, Prince, man, Muhammad Ali, you know what I'm saying? The actress Doris Roberts, Gene Wilder, you know what I mean? Vanity from back in the day, Natalie Cole, she died at the end of last year. Man, David Bowie, Florence Henderson, Alan Thicke the other day, LOA, and we can't forget, you know what I'm saying, without her husband. You know what I'm saying? One of the biggest drug dealers out here, Miss Nasty Reagan. You know what I'm saying? Man, did you want to touch on somebody that passed this year? Cuz, what's happening with you? How you doing? First and foremost, man.
That Craig Sager shit, you know, that was fresh, man. That shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit hurt, man. That shit hurt. Like, that shit was crazy, man. As long as I've known basketball, you know what I'm saying, them broadcast games, and they came a long way. Even TNT before Shaq came, you know, before Chuck even was there, you know. I remember just highlights of different shit with my uncles and shit, man. And the niggas say, you're like, you know, throughout the years, like even with my girl, when I started trying to get her involved in the basketball shit and all of that, you know, one of the things I used to run to on the YouTube was Kevin Garnett and Greg Popovich interviews with Craig Sager. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that shit is just, man, that's basketball history, man. And, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit hurt, man. That shit hurt, you know, Prince, my mom, you know, a lot of my teachers, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, Prince really hit them home. You know, I grew up on Prince music too, but yeah, man, that Craig Sager shit, especially because it's fresh, man, that shit was hard.
Oh, before we go on right quick, man, you know what I'm saying, we got the queen of the network, you know what I'm saying, talk to him, queen, where you at, talk to us.
I'm in the Bay, your girl, tied out here in these streets. What's up, y'all?
Talk that shit. Man. Yeah, we was just, you know, to start the show off, we was just touched on, you know, some people that passed this year, you know, just shouting them out, giving them, you know, one last, you know, name check on our show or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? You got anybody you want to touch upon, Coco?
Oh yeah. Rest in peace, Shorty Low.
Word.
Man, who else passed? Well, of course, Prince.
Hold on, I can read your list again, G, who I got right here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Craig Sager, you know what I'm saying? That was yesterday. Alan Thicke, that was the other day.
Yeah.
We got Prince, Florence Henderson, David Bowie, Natalie Cole, Vanity, Nancy Reagan, Gary Shandling, Doris Roberts, man, China.
Shit.
You know. Yep, Gene
All
Wilder.
These fucking people.
That was a like you said, Shorty Low, that was just a piece of the list. You know what I'm saying? Muhammad Ali, all type of people passed. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. The GOAT. Rest in peace to the GOAT.
Yep.
Man, that's
yep.
crazy. 2016. What a fucking year.
Word. Man, you know what? Like I said, we touched upon that. We wanted to get the sadness out the way right quick. You know, this year has been a real crazy year. It's been a tough one. You know, for your boy. But, shit, I bounce back like a bouncing basketball. You dig? Like, hey, I'm about to rebound myself off the backboard and we moving to bigger and better things. You dig? So,
right.
Man, before we get, you know, before we get too far into the show, man, I want to know, first off, New York G, how was your year this past year? You know, I know you got to witness the little girl turn one or whatnot. You know, you seen some things. You know, tell us about, you know, I'm saying a little bit about what you was going through this year.
Yeah, man, you know, it's been interesting to me, you know what I'm saying, personally. Anybody who knows me knows my little, you know, I got some shit about the age 27 and all of that. You know what I'm saying? I had little shits. I was always curious about this age. You know what I'm saying, about making it there and shit. Now I'm past 27, so personally, you know what I'm saying, nigga from Flushing, Queens to Newburgh, New York, murder capital of New York, I'm 28, you know what I'm saying, with a daughter, like that shit just, that shit's just crazy, you know what I'm saying, so I got a hard time, yeah, man, I got a hard time wrapping my head around that shit a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of that growing up shit, man, with a lot of what's going on in the industry and just in the world and shit like that. You know, it's been an interesting year for me, just perspective wise. I mean, I've seen a lot of. I think honestly, the best way to put it, you know, the beans thing, man. And I think it hit me so hard because, you know, growing up, yo, beans. A lot of that shit he was talking, I fucking, even in his recent interviews, it's like, yo, the gems that's there, it's like, yeah, this is it. And just seeing the character change, like, now I'm older, so it's not just, oh, the nigga rap and he popular, so the nigga writing. Like, now I'm listening to what these motherfuckers are saying. A lot of the entertainers
right.
that's, I mean, older around my age, and I'm like, yo, these niggas is bitter. They was false. They was leading me down a crazy-ass road. Like, you know what I'm saying? I put up a status the other day on Facebook, like, yo, like my status if you wore a bandana just because of Joel Santana. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in New York, so, of course, the numbers is crazy. But, yeah, man, that shit, like, I'm older now, man. So a lot of the shit that's going on with celebrities, I just look at from an adult perspective now. It's shit just different, man. It's been a good year because I'm still here. But it definitely has been an eye-opening year, man, for real. It's definitely been an eye-opening year.
Man, Coco, man, I know you went through your trials and tribulations, my G. Man, talk to me. How was your year? Let us know some stuff.
It was all right. You know, I had some ups. I had some downs. One of my ups, I graduated, you know, in May of this year, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to talk about my downs. Let's talk about my ups. All right, your girl got engaged. Woohoo! Yeah, love conquers all. Woo! what else? I got a new job that I like, and
work.
And what else? I got rid of the fake, and I stayed true to the real. So, you know, all that good shit, all that good shit wrapped up in one, you feel me?
Talk to him. You know what? Hey, real talk. I want to, I'm going to get into the battle rap world since, you know, that's literally what brought us all together right quick. But before I get into that, I do want to say, you know, this past year, like, it was one of the most depressing years for me. You know what I'm saying? And I can honestly say that. Like, I don't hold nothing back. I don't hide shit. Like, I ain't going to put it out for the world to see, of course, but it was a bad year. You know what I'm saying? I say financially for the kid, you know, with a lot of the local government and a lot of the changes in the Supreme Court, man, your boy took a heavy hit in money, you know what I'm saying, just on his job. And the shit got real for the kid. But like I said, yo, we bounced back. You know, we ain't going to get into all that type shit. But, hey, let's just say in the last month, everything is back on the up and up. I got 3 different businesses approved, and 2017 should be the takeff year for the kids. So, man. Word. And, shit, both of y'all niggas need to be involved because this Facts on Deck Media and Entertainment shit is real. Like, yo, I'm filming a movie right now. No bullshit. Like, it's finna, man, when I say we on the move, listen. Y'all two niggas, I appreciate both of y'all niggas for real, for real. Like, hey, what you said a few minutes ago, you jabbed around the fake niggas, you stuck with the real. Hey, the real is going to pay off, my niggas. Like, for real, for real. New York, I've been told you, cuz, we got plans, my niggas, and I got big shit on deck. Fam, now you finna see the windfall, my nigga. Coco, I appreciate you riding out. I appreciate both of you guys for putting in the efforts that y'all put in with y'all shows and whatnot. Man, if I didn't tell y'all niggas that I ain't appreciate y'all before, I'm making sure I do that shit right now. I want to make sure I tell everybody that I fuck with, you know what I'm saying, I love y'all, and I fuck with y'all heavy. And anything y'all need, man, don't hesitate to ask. I ain't no bitch-ass nigga. I ain't with that shit. Man, the people that fuck with me, I fuck with you heavy. Man, that goes for my brother Big Links. That goes for Psycho. Man, that goes for all my niggas. Real talk. So, yeah, with that out the way, man, let's move to battle rap. It's a few, you know what I'm saying, battles that just came out this past week or whatnot. I wanna first touch upon those, and then, like I said, we just gonna wrap up, you know what I'm saying, the whole year, how you felt in the world of battle rap. You know, we did, and I know cuz don't wanna live off of that shit, you know what I'm saying, but, you know what I'm saying, some pocket checking did go on bitches and shit like that. I wanna know, you know, the mindset after the fact, you know, with coming to you after the fact. But like I said, first off, I just want to touch upon, you know, some of these battles that came out the past few days.
Wait,
did you guys get to see the T-Top and Surf?
Wait, hold on. Before we before we get into that, y'all, if I pocket check your girl,
I think this is wild.
Fam, but that's what makes you, my nigga.
Yeah. Hey, man. This shit was funny, man. It's funny that we actually brought that up a little while ago to the dude from the league, man, and we was in the chat talking about some of that, some of the behind the scenes and stuff, and you know, we was laughing like, yo, if you ever release the full battle, like what actually happened, the full thing, man, like it's gonna change a lot of people's perspective. You know what I'm saying? And like I remember at the start of the second round. Yeah, so on camera, you know, we all see the pocket tap. I spoke a little about why I did it and shit. But second round, it just kind of goes straight to my round and shit. But, you know, by that time, I was kind of petty. So at the beginning of the second round, I started off my round standing right in front of it. And I figured I was just going to freestyle about an outfit until he got mad and then just do kind of shit like that, and then the crowd started chanting, and she went all the way to the back of the crowd and hid behind somebody, and you know what I'm saying, I came back and then started rapping against him because she was gone, and then at the end of the battle, you know, I stood around, and I thought I heard somebody say they wanted to fight, so I just had to see if one of them wanted to fight, man, and all of that shit's on camera because it happened during and immediately after the battle, but you know, that's not really the agenda that niggas was trying to push. And I wasn't really trying to push to get that shit out there. You know what I mean? But, it, like I said, it was funny to see some of his tweets and shit after from people who were there acting like it didn't happen or it was another type of situation, man, you know? But, yeah, afterwards, it's funny because, you know, you now it's like, shit, now everybody's expecting an answer or a pocket tat. You know what I'm saying? And if you go back, out of like the, we'll say I got 7-8 battles that's on YouTube. Out of the 7-8, the pocket tap happens in one away battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, no other battle. I don't know where the antics come from, but it's never happened again or before that. So it's always interesting to me. Like I said, it brought a perspective to my eyes about just entertainment. Like, it's just the energy that people look for. And a lot of times, even in the battle that we're going to speak on next, like, the energy in the room doesn't translate to camera. I think the only energy in battles that translates to camera correctly from the room is jokes. And, right, you know, that's a tough thing to do. You know, you said the Surf T-Top. I watched that. I had Surf winning. And it was interesting though because Top when Top's points that would have made me give him the round were I think a lot better and a lot more clever than Surf's points that gave the round to Surf to me. But I feel like Surf was more consistent with less dry spots and then Top rapped a little bit longer. But I had right. Surf winning 2-1, and even with the choke in the third, I mean, Top had some crazy shit in the third, but even with the choke in the third, man, it seemed like Surf was going to beat him that round too. So, I mean, it's the best Surf we've had in a long time, which doesn't say much because it's still incomplete and it's, you know, it's still a Surf that's just basically up there collecting the check and spitting some game along the way. He's not really trying to kill nobody. You know, it's the same Surf that battled Tay Rock to me. But, yeah, man, I had Surf winning.
All right, Coco, what you have?
T-Top 3-0, no debating, clearly.
Oh, man.
The fuck out of here. Get him the fuck out. Nah, let me stop. Surf did great. He did excellent, actually. Top, he was just, he stole the show. Nigga, he had everything. He had bars, he had delivery, and he just unique with his style, and he had jokes. The dude's super funny. He had jokes against math. He just bring his own little thing to him on stage. You know, it's not like he doing it off of a script. He just, he going with the flow, and he just running with it, and niggas love Top. Niggas respect Top. But, yeah, 3-0, T-Top, clearly. No debating. Straight like that on you niggas. Jersey, get choking the
That's
fuck
funny.
Out of here. Get choking the fuck out of here, man.
That's funny. No, real
nah,
talk.
It was a great battle.
I didn't even get
overall.
To see the whole battle, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get to see the whole joint. Like, I got to see the first round and shit. I was working all day. Like I was just telling Coco a few minutes ago. Like, I literally got off, you know what I'm saying, got off work 20 minutes before I called into the show type shit. So I only got to see the first round. But shit, that first round, it sounded like Surf was going. And then, you know what I'm saying, I seen T-Top's reply. And shit, that was it. So I can't really call it. You know what I'm saying? So shit, I'm a. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm an undone experiment right now, so I can't even speak on that. We're going to move on, though.
Man.
Shit, it was a battle that I did get to see, which was Arsenal and Tay Rock. Shit, Coco, we'll start with you. What you thought with that one?
I ain't watched it yet, so I can't even put my opinion on.
Okay, well, I'm going to jump in since I ain't get to do the last one. Fuck it. We're going to say, hey, look, the first round, Arsenal went fucking crazy, in my opinion. Like he was just talking to that nigga. He was on rock ass. You know what I'm saying? And it was like he was in rare form at that point. So I'm thinking this is going to be like three straight hot-ass rounds from Arce. Second round come, K-Rock come with straight disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Talking about raping Arsenal's daughter, all type of wild shit, you know, sticking his dick in the daughter's pudding and all just all type of wild
Whoa.
Shit. Right. So second round, K-Rock turned up. Man, he was sweating up some shit. You know what I'm saying? He was on some Patrick Ewing shit at that point, but
and
yo,
be taking showers Rock, on stage, boy.
Damn near type shit. I think I got Rock with the second round, no bullshit. And then shit. Actually in the second, you know what Arsenal's best shit was? It was going against Surf. Like he was, you know, talking about how he was disloyal,
yep.
how he's from Jersey and how he jumped on the other nigga's side or whatnot, how he standing on Rock's side of the stage, like the shit was hot. I fuck with that.
Mm.
But it was like the shit he did for Rock was it fell flat after that. So the second round I gave Tay Rock. Third round, Rock came right out. He was talking that shit, and I fucked with it. But it seemed like Arsenal, he turned right back up again. He was like, man, fuck this. I'm going for the kill. So, man, I got the battle 2-1 Arsenal. He got on his disrespectful shit. You know, talking about Tay Rock's daughter, the shit was low-key funny as fuck. I can't even lie. Like, going both ways, but. Yeah, man. I got a 2-1 Arsenal. You know, he son to Surf and Suge, in my opinion. That shit was funny as hell. But, shit, New York, how you have it? Do you get to see it?
Yeah, man. You know, I think UW is ruining the culture, so I bootlegged the shit out of that a while ago. But I watched the official drop, too. And, yo, Taylor, yeah. Arsenal was going off. Like, it was crazy to me because I really didn't think he was going to try to rap. Like, I remember he had that list of people he wanted to battle a long time ago, and that's when he was going to take a bunch of away games, and he had Clean on Black Ice, and then he went and did that, and then he was supposed to have Tay-Rock right after that, and it got dubbed for a little bit. But so I know he wanted that for a while, but, yo, it was an Arsenal that I wanted, man. It was the Arsenal that showed up against Daylight, and you know what I'm saying? That's all I'll be asking for Arsenal is just take this shit serious, feel like the nigga
right.
could beat you, and rap, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of filler, as usual, but he had a lot of direct shit, like you said, a lot of direct personals like Arsenal usually do, man. And Tay-Rock away... I'm not going to say it's
gas.
Different because he don't have... Yeah. It like,
wasn't
you
gas,
can't say he got...
Dude.
Yeah, man. And the shit that was hot was still hot. The shit that you thought was going to be trash is probably still trash to you, you know? But overall, man, yo, he did... I feel like he did a great job. I had Tay-Rock winning. I got to watch that. I got to watch it again, though. I remember... tuning out for a minute, and I think it was during Arsenal round, because after a while, man, I just get too tired of them. But I had Tay-Rock winning originally, but like I said, I missed some Arsenal round, so I might have missed some fire shit.
All right. Shit, man, it's the last one. I ain't even get to see this battle either. I ain't gonna lie to you. I just didn't care to watch it. I know Coco got to watch it. I seen her commenting on the timeline, but New York, I don't know if you got to peep it. The Ill Will Charlie Clip shit.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, shit. Canceled that one. Look, New York, did you see it, Z?
Yeah, man, I had to because I'm tired of Charlie Clips, man, and I wanted to see what
everybody.
The fuck niggas was talking about. Yeah, because people kept saying, oh, like, you know, there's always the Clips fans that jump out the window with the 3-0 Clips and all of this shit. and it's like, yo, what the fuck? And so I watched it already pissed off, like okay, here comes some bullshit. And, yo, I have to say I was pleasantly surprised in that Clips had 3 rounds. But
right.
What was interesting to me, you know, everybody keeps saying, yeah, bring back the old Clips or the old so-and-so. Yo, it was the old Clips, but the old Clips is not impressive anymore
right.
in
right.
this time era. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of, you hear a lot of old songs and they're just not impressive in this era. Some shit like Jay-Z's Takeover, you can still listen, it still kind of hits you the same. Some, this song you listen to is like, nah, son, this wasn't, this ain't it no more. Like, this is trash. But,
right.
Yo, Clips is shit, man. It,
he didn't,
yo,
progress.
He, there you go.
He felt,
his
he
best
felt
shit,
like whatever he says was just cold enough so he could just go with it. And his fans gonna think he cold automatically. I was a Clips fan, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
don't get me wrong, okay, I guess I still kind of am, but I'm not, if that make any sense. He just,
yeah,
he also, not only didn't, that he didn't progress, he didn't want to. He was just being lazy on stage. He just was like, fuck it, whatever. Whatever happened behind the scenes, that seemed to be affecting him on the stages when he battled. That's how I see it.
Right. Yeah, man. It's got a good point. It's just not impressive, man. It's like his best shit, right? He had two schemes. He had a scheme that was like maybe 24 bars long. Then he had another scheme. He had two schemes in one round. And then people are like, oh, yeah, he won that round. But you watch
right.
any other league, man, niggas is doing two schemes in one scheme. You know what I mean? Like, two schemes, niggas is doing eight schemes in a round, plus name flips, plus a nigga hop out the crowd and a midget in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, two schemes, that's not enough. Like, that's some old school shit. Like, that would have worked maybe 3 years ago when we were still looking for that and impressed, but it's not impressive
right.
no more. He needs to stick to that, though. He definitely needs to stick to his schemes, but he got to just be more clever, man. No more filler bars. No more basketball, naming the ratchet a gun.
Yeah. He needs a little bit more energy. He just seemed kind of dead up there.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what?
Yeah, and L. Will was,
gonna,
he did great.
I'm not gonna, I can't even jack with you. Last time that I seen, you know, Clips, and it actually entertained me was when he went against Young Cannon. A lot of folks say they don't like it, you know, whatever, what have you, but I got to see it live or whatever, and it was, it seemed like he was interested into the battle. You feel what I'm saying at that point? But then
right.
in future battles or in battles before that, it just looked like he was just up there. You know what I'm saying? Like he was half-assing it. You know, I recall somebody saying that, you know, he did make Wildin' Out this year, and it was like, yo, he's gone already. Like his mindset is already off of battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, if that's
right.
the case,
yeah.
then my nigga, stop taking battles.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Let that
right.
body
yeah.
go to somebody who's hungry. You
but
know?
You know
yeah.
what I think, too? I think he, like, you know, half tired of it and half still kind of love it. And that's why I think he's still taking battles. But I agree with you. I think that he should stop if he's going to have acid because no fan wants to see that. We already feeling like battle rap is dying down a bit. So when you have battlers just up there and not giving a fuck, it's frustrating to the fans who actually want to see a good battle and a classic. So,
Whoa.
You know, but I, like I said, I feel like that he's kind of like in between. Like he still kind of love the shit. That's why he don't want to let go. But he just got to stop because, you know, you doing it for the fans, and they not really impressed with your shit. They getting mad with you, and he keep doing
right.
it and over and over and over, saturating himself constantly. It's just like, you gotta stop.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, it's a difference. It's a difference, you know, when man, you. Because Clips is damn on every card. You know what I'm saying? He's the seller. He's the ticket. You know, the people buy tickets for that name. And if you
yep.
don't disappoint your fans continuously over and over and over, it's like it gets, like we was talking about this shit last year. You know what I'm saying? On niggas, like, taking the money and just half-assing it. That shit is
mm-hmm.
it's weak. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fans were the consumer, you know, who is the supporter. Man, they pay entirely too much for these tickets. You know what I'm saying? To pay your outlandish, you know, asking price. And on top
mm-hmm.
of it, you got some supporters that will buy the T-shirt. They buy your merchandise. And if you half-ass it, like, how are they going to look at you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it's making your name look bad. And I'm not just talking about clips. It's not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not harping on Cub. I'm talking about just in general, anything that you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a professional. You know, I said this before. I've stated this many a time over. Fam, I work in healthcare. Like, I literally have to show up every single day, no matter how the fuck I feel, and get the job done. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm going to be a professional about, well, to the best of my abilities, because I am a late motherfucker, but still, you know what I'm saying? I try to get the job done to the best of my abilities. You know what I'm saying? To make everybody that I deal with feel like they came away, you know what I'm saying? Like they're somebody. They, you know what I'm saying? I made their day. I try to do that for everybody that I work with. Feel what I'm saying? So it's like, fam, you showing up every other weekend to a battle. It's not too hard, my G. Just, you know what I'm saying? Handle business and do what you're going to do. Or put the mic down. And that goes for anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
And I will say before we get off it, man, I got to salute L. Will for when y'all see it, y'all will see, man. But he ain't play no friendly games with Charlie. And Charlie was trying to do the little giggle and you know, tilt his head back to try to whisper some jokes. L. Will was turning around and telling him shut up and, you know what I'm saying, moving away. It wasn't no friendly, you know what I mean? Like, let me let him fuck my shit up and just play it off. Like, oh, yeah, that bar was none of that, man. He was up there trying to rap, man. And he did have an AO bar, which was hilarious. He did say finger fuck the nigga. And he meant to say finger fuck the Nina. Yeah, and that shit had me crying because he tried to play it off like, nah, y'all gay. I said Nina. Like, you ain't say, we know you meant to say Nina now, but you ain't say Nina. You know what I'm saying? So it was funny, though. You know what I mean? Like, it was funny. But, yeah, salute to him for that because that's one of the things I hate. I'm glad Hollywood addressed that shit before. But, yeah, man. It was fire. It was fire on Ill Will's behalf.
Word.
Ill Will been eating, huh? That nigga been eating good, huh?
Yeah, thanks.
I do want to give a shout out, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really going to touch upon it, but I want to give a shout out to JC and Craig Lamar. You know what I'm saying? Heard the battle was fire. Man, RBE, you know, he stayed putting on some great battles and shit like that. But, man, just overall for the year, you know, how did you see the world of battle rap? New York, I'm going to start with you right quick, G. And we'll just go back around. How did you feel about this whole year?
Man, underground-wise is getting crazy. Like, I mean, shout out to Legal Hard Coliseum, High Society. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot. I've seen a lot of new ones coming up and stuff. I see a lot of people linking up in battle rap, like, forming a lot of groups. I'm not really with that. But just overall, man, it seems like niggas appreciate lyrics a little bit more. And it seems like maybe a little bit more of a spark as far as supporting each other, man. So that is good to see. So I'm not mad at that. There was a lot of... Every other week, it seemed like there was something new from the heavy bag shit to, you know, the Norb shit. Like, it was just shit every other week, it seemed like, for the very first maybe 4 or 5 months. But it seems like after that, man, cooler has prevailed. And the last couple of months, things definitely took a good turn. So overall, man, I'm going to give this year a six. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to next year, though, I'll tell you that.
Coco, what about you? How you feel about this past year?
Trash. Oh, and let me say this. do not at me on Twitter about battle rap no fucking more. I hate battle rap. Don't talk about it to me, okay? I'm going to stop talking about it on my timeline, so don't mention me about it. Don't come up in there and talk about some debate. No, ain't no clearly nothing. Fuck y'all opinion and fuck battle rap. That shit going down the fucking drain, and I hate that shit now. Don't at me. Don't at me with the shit, okay? Don't do it. On a scale of 1 to 10,
man,
I give that shit a fucking 0 this fucking year, okay? Them poo-ass 2-on-2 That shit was trash. Trash, okay? All right, I'm
man.
Yo.
Shout out to Coco.
Well,
on the G.
Right.
Hey, real talk, man, this was you know, I traded this year as my how I want to say it, my retirement for battle rap, from watching it, being a fan, behind the scenes, whatever the fuck you want to say, I'm done. To a certain extent, I say it like that.
Yeah.
You know, I did my tour this year. You know, I hit St. Louis up, you know, for the Young Ill Daylight battle. This shit was crazy. That was in May. In June, I hit Miss Gracie's birthday up, you know what I'm saying? For, like I said, the Clips Young Cannon battle, that shit was crazy. And then in July, shit, I hit Detroit up for the Verve Young Miles shit. That shit was crazy. And, you know, everybody treated me well. All three cities treated me with respect. I fucked with all three cities heavy. Man. But pretty much after that, you saw me basically disappear. Like, I didn't at nobody with battle rap for the most part. I wasn't active on Twitter, you know, in battle rap Twitter. Like, I stayed away, you know what I'm saying? Man, I will say this. As far as battle rap is right now, I could be happy walking away and saying I'm cool with what I did with it and so on and so forth, right? But when I got involved with Gracie, it was something that we – all three of us had set out on, me, Cannon, and Gracie. We had set out on one battle, and that one battle didn't get done. In 2017, I'm giving myself to April 1st to get that battle signed and get it done. Whether Gracie wants to be a part of it, whether she doesn't, whether Cannon wants to be a part of it or not, I want to get that battle done. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, man, I got something up my sleeve that can make the shit work. We'll see. Mm. Like I told folks, you know, the Crown 2 card that came out was not the original Crown 2 card that we had on paper. And shit, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The folks that know, they know. And we'll just leave it at that. So April 1st, 2017, if I can get something done by then, we'll have a great, you know what I'm saying, thing on the back end of the year. If not, so be it. I can move on. But shit, battle rap for me, man, shit, I've been left alone. I'm done with it. I watch battles here and there. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I know Rap Grid put up, you know, the other day, they said they wanted their Mount Rushmore for battle rap. And my Mount Rushmore all time, like this period, for non-battle rappers, I had put up my Mount Rushmore, and I put up, why did I put them up there? I had Gracie and O, you know, I said Miss Gracie from Chicago Battlegrounds and from Guerrilla Warfare, and then I had O from Street Status, because they put the Midwest Movement on their back type shit from behind the scenes. And they were an integral part of the Midwest Movement and why everything popped off like it did, you know, behind the scenes. So that's why I have them two on there. I got Direct on there. Direct, you know what I'm saying, started up Grind Time. He started up the multimedia, Rap Grid, shit like that. Like, he had his hand in a lot of things behind the scenes. So I got Direct on there. Of course, I got Smack on there, you know, for the DVD era. And, for the beginning of the URL, like, the shit was heavy. It was, you know what I'm saying? It was hard. So, and then for my media, you know, shout out to Jesse Reekin. You know, we've had our differences in the past or whatnot, but I put him on for the battle rap media, and that will be my Mount Rushmore. You know what I'm saying? Miss Gracie, O, Direct, Smack, and then Jesse for the media. So, those are people, you know what I'm saying, that was integral behind the scenes on creating different shit and, you know, just bringing different shit to the game. And I respect those people, you know what I'm saying, and shit, that's where it is. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully 2017 it could be a rebound, but shit, it is what it is. Man.
I'm gonna move on off of that. You know what I'm saying? Man, Coco, talk to me, man. Tell me about something that happened this year that you want to touch on, because you know what I'm saying. I know you said you was in the bed, and you know, you getting tired and shit like that. I want to, you know, see if you want something to get out the way right quick, because we're going to move on to sports and music and shit like that, and I know, you know, you don't really fuck with it. So, man, give me something that you want to get off your chest from this year.
Mentally, I am so much stronger, and I feel so much better. I had an epiphany, y'all, all right? That's why I hate battle rap now. Don't at me. So, yeah, I had even more mental stability this year, and I have grown so much, and I'm proud of myself, you know what I mean? I'm very proud of myself, and that's the thing that most, you know, for this year that I'm really happy about and I have accomplished. To deal with certain things better and higher on a mental level, you know what I mean? And
word.
You know, if a nigga come in my mentions talking about battle rap, it's gonna be a serious problem. All right? I don't fuck with it.
You're a thug.
Don't at me.
You're a thug. Man, give him. Yeah, give them some shout-outs, you know what I'm saying, the year-end shout-outs. Tell them, you know what I'm saying, where to follow you at, where to fuck with you at, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? If you want to tell them what you got coming up, let me know something.
I want to shout-out my mama. My mama, I never would have made it without you. You know, I want to shout-out myself, my city. You hear me? My school that I graduated from. Follow me on Twitter. So MF what? But make sure you don't at me with battle rap. All right?
Word.
We're going to be good.
Your ass just crazy.
Just don't at me.
Your ass crazy.
With battle. If I see you coming down my timeline, just no. All right? All right, y'all. I love y'all. Bye, y'all.
Love you, G. You be cool.
Yeah.
Man, New York, hey. Man, right now I want to swing it into the sports and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Coco, if you want to stay on the line, you can, G. But, man, the year-end in sports, because, you know what I'm saying, in football, we seen, what, the Denver Broncos take the shit last year. You know, we got the Cleveland Cavaliers taking it in basketball last year. We had, the Cubs, you know what I'm saying? They took it, you know, this past October in baseball. I mean, shit, how can I forget, man? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to UConn. 4 championships in a row. The females. Yeah, I do this, nigga. I don't give no fuck. Shit, Villanova, they had a crazy win over North Carolina in the championship game last year. Last second shot with a 3. Man, this year for sports,
it was,
man.
Crazy.
Sum it up. How did you feel about this past year in sports, G?
Yo, I thought that the last 2 years in basketball have been actually very exciting, man. And I always thought at the beginning it would suck, and I thought it was going to be trash, and I always go back and forth with the rigs and stuff like this. But it's been actually exciting, man. And with Skip Bayless leaving First Take, I think even the media coverage has been better just all around, man. I don't never hear from his show, so I don't have to hear none of that outlandish shit. And even though I do like Skip, it's just, it was too much, man. So I like all of this. Like, it's been awesome football-wise. I feel like the coverage has been great. I like basketball coverage has been great, man. I think they did a great job. And then even with, they covered a little bit of the political side, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You kind of got a little bit of everything, man. And, shit, basketball wise, man. Like I said, I think we all still tuned in, man. No matter what's going on, football wise, they had the substitute refs for a little bit, man. But yeah, we still always tuned in. So yeah, it's definitely been fun. Definitely been fun.
Man, real talk, man. Denver fucked me up with the football shit. You know what I'm saying? I had the Patriots taking that shit last year. I don't know how they lost, man, but shit. Shit happens. Cleveland, man, I lost money because it was actually a bet. You know, me and the cat that bet, we betted Eastern Conference versus Western Conference type shit. And Cleveland ended up taking it. And it was a double whammy because his bitch, you know what I'm saying, with no disrespect to her, excuse me, his wife, let me say it like that because that's my man's name. His wife is from Ohio. Yeah. So she got to talking cash shit to me when she found out I lost the bet, you dig? Like, she was, like, trying to put the nails to a nigga, you feel me? So, but shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? Cavaliers did that, whatever. Who cares? We're on some new shit.
Yeah.
Baseball, fuck the Cubs. Nigga, I can't stand you bitch-ass.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that shit like either, that. Man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the fam, you know what I'm saying? My granddad, he was a Cubs fan, huge Cubs fan and shit. Yeah, you know, they was happy about that shit, but I really didn't see it coming. So what was funny, I think I seen the memes, like, yo, do you forgive that the homeboy now? Homeboy who caught the ball, you know what I'm saying? And basically cost them that shit. Like, is he all right now? Can he walk around the streets? You know what I'm saying? Y'all still hunting. So,
man,
that
motherfucker,
man, that was funny, man.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Hilarious. He can come back now. But, yeah, it's been great. It's been great, man. Even baseball, I've actually paid attention a little bit. A couple of the storylines. It's different. You know, we lost Derek Jeter. Not lost him like died, but it's definitely different for me even being in New York, but just period, man. Baseball, like I said, my age, Derek Jeter was baseball. You know what I mean? He was pretty much the face for a long time. So him not being around, it's a brand new game. You know, A-Rod, he's not around no more. They pretty much finally got him out the league like they've been trying to do. So it's like, yeah, man, it's a brand new world. Shit is crazy.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Since you got the topic on baseball shit, hey, yo, fuck the Yankees for doing what they did to A-Rod. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, I understand, you know, that he was a part of what they would call the drug era. Who the fuck cares? Like, nigga, that's when everybody and their mama was watching baseball. Like, motherfuckers was actually fucking with the game. And people that, man, the stuck-up motherfuckers is the one that ran everybody off. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you act like you too good, knowing that your fucking teammates is on drugs, too. Them motherfuckers had to get it from somewhere. You dig what I'm saying? Roger Clemens is 40-something fucking years old, and you talking about the shit just started. No, my nigga, it's been going on. You know what I'm saying? It's documented. What's old boy, homeboy that snitched on everybody? Jose Canseco. That motherfucker down there 50-something years old, telling on everybody. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Like, fam, if that's what you want to call it, disrespecting the game, so be it. Like, but that's when motherfuckers had their eye on baseball. And for, you know what I'm saying, A-Rod that had a career that he had, and for him to basically get shitted on at the end, that's fucked up. Like, real talk. I will say that.
Yeah, you know, they wanted to get rid of him a long time ago. So, you know, they pretty much did it. And, it is crazy. It is crazy the way they finally did it. Like, overall, the way they, you know, like, they didn't even try to hide that shit. Like, they got him up out of there, man. They got him up out of there just quick, fast, in a hurry with a 10-foot pole to push him off. You know what I mean? So their hands, like you saw, their hands weren't getting dirty, but you knew they were doing it. It was crazy, man. It was crazy the way he went out. But, yeah, it's been a crazy year, man. Kobe, fuck, you know, Duncan, man, KG.
Word. Yep.
Like, it's... Lakers are a brand new franchise. You know, they look completely different. Man.
They look re-energized, though, too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do,
man. They got the Snitch running shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah, niggas just basically forgave him. You know, you drop 40 a couple of times and everything's all right, especially in L.A. That's the way it should go. Drop 40,
you know what?
You get everything you did it.
Yeah, I think it's, the only reason why it's still kosher is because Nick Young is actually still a part of the team. He ain't really speaking on it and shit like that. I think that's why it's still kosher. But as a legit, you know what I'm saying, like I'm not going to say real nigga or street nigga or nothing like that, but shit, as somebody that my grandmother raised, nigga, stop fucking telling so goddamn much. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's all you got is a motherfucker that's out here running off at the mouth telling about what the next nigga's doing. Now shut the fuck up and mind your own goddamn business. Take care of business in your household and in your home. Like, that shit weak as a bitch to me. So
yeah,
that's
man, it's a different era, man. It's really a different generation, bro. Shit is crazy. Shit is crazy,
well,
man. What's acceptable, what people forgive, when people pretend like it never happened, you know. A lot of,
you know what?
Like I said, a lot of prominent figures this year, man.
You know what? Where shit started going just way left when, you know, when I made mention of it before, I believe you made mention of it before, fam, when Rick Ross got exposed as being a CO and shit like that, and niggas just slid that shit right up under the table and he acted like didn't nothing go on. That shit was a changing of the guard right there. You know what I'm saying? I think that shit, it took it from real nigga status to who gives a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was even crazier because, man, yeah, it was right in front of our eyes. And then a couple of other things happened right after and nobody seemed to care about, but yeah, that shit was spooky.
Man.
That shit was spooky.
You know, me and my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Me and the homeboy, Nate, we've had, like, legit convos. Me and Link's had legit convos. You know what I'm saying? I can't recall if me and you spoke about it, but let's go back, you know what I'm saying, to when, you know, they was talking about the ghostwriting shit in hip-hop. You know, so many motherfuckers got a problem with it. I got a problem with it. If you claim that you're a code and you're the type, you're a top-notch MC, and you get shit wrote for you, and you can't write on your own, like, I don't respect a motherfucker that, you know what I'm saying, can't write their own shit. I respect a nigga like Snoop that'll sit up there. He can write his own shit. He can freestyle shit, and he says out of his own mouth, my nigga, if one of my niggas have a hit, why not put some money in their pocket and spit their shit? I respect that. Like, Mr. Fab, that's how, man, he made a career off of this shit. That's how he got a lot of that, you know, a lot of his money, writing for folks. You feel what I'm saying? I don't disrespect that fact, but I disrespect the fact that a motherfucker will sit up there, like Puffy will tell you, shit, I don't write rhymes, I write check. I respect that. He's up front with it. These niggas that's out here hiding the fact that they got niggas writing for him and shit like that, man, that shit weak. It's soft. You know what I'm saying? I might feel a different way than New York feels. Shit, New York, how you feel about the shit? I mean, you actually right. You know what I'm saying? You rap,
yeah,
right,
man.
You all that shit.
Yeah, you know, I stopped. I lost a lot of respect for KRS-One today. I mean, not today. A little while ago, you know, he said he don't really care about the ghostwriting shit and. If you could write, go get you a nice little voice and put your pen to that. I understand that, writing for people. Being written for, though, you know, I can't find a way to justify that. I really can't. I can't understand how somebody could do that, man. It's not like we cheating on tests, you know what I'm saying, in school and we trying to cheat the man and behind the... You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like we rapping and we slaves to get freedom. You know what I'm saying? Like, we rapping for our culture amongst ourselves. So you're not cheating a man. You're cheating me. Like, these ain't your ideas. These ain't your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And it's that shit is ill to me, honestly. All of that ghostwriting shit, all of that. I never understood it. You know what I'm saying? Like, If you don't write this shit, you just ain't write it, nigga. If you was a CEO, then you was a CEO, my nigga. If you told, then you told. You know what I'm saying? Like, and relationships change accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's niggas walking around that's done some foul shit. There's different circumstances that I can understand some things. You know what I'm saying? And you better off just telling the truth than trying to fake the funk, man. That shit is crazy. I know some CEOs. You know, I know some CEOs that's on the shadier side of shit. That's a fact, you know. But niggas asked him, he lied. Maybe he was scared, whatever. Then later on, he lied again. Then the pictures come out, shit, and we just accept it. Niggas tell, niggas go back to their same block or go back and do whatever. Niggas, it's just okay. Niggas go sell with the nigga again, like it's going, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of spooky shit that goes on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my thing to it, G. I can accept it. My nigga, if that man said, yo, I got 2 kids to feed, I'm going to do by all means what I got to do. I can respect that. When that picture arose, that man said, yo, I don't know who that is. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you, bam, it's you. Like, you know.
Yeah, like, man.
On, dog. Like, real talk. And then, you know, Mano said it best. He was like, dog, okay, you a CEO. Yeah. Shit, I'm the plug, though. That's all you had to say. And the motherfucker would have had no other qualms about the shit.
Yeah, man.
But,
and then you take the nigga whole life, and then word, man.
I can respect somebody that's upfront about what they do. You don't have to lie about who you are. You feel what I'm saying? My nigga, no matter the shit, man, listen. Everything that I do, I try to be upfront. I'm a man first. You feel what I'm saying? So all I got is my word. You dig? Like, my nigga, you tell me any time that I've ever broken my word to you. You feel what I'm saying as a man?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? It don't happen. It don't happen, cuz. So, like I said, that's why I take issue at. Niggas just, they don't have, let's just say what it is. Niggas ain't men nowadays. Niggas, man, they effeminate as a motherfucker. They act like bitches out here. Man.
Yeah, that's the agenda people push, man. That's honestly the agenda people push. And a lot of demasculization and shit like that. But, yeah, man. Like I said, it's been an interesting year. It started off terrible. Towards the end, it feels a little bit more peaceful.
Right.
Oh, shout out to T.I., man. T.I. dropped another little EP earlier. I didn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't listen to it yet. But he dropped a little EP. He dropped that Us or Else. He dropped a part 2 to that. I did see that.
Okay.
I wanted to take a look at that. And The Lox, man. The Lox dropped their album, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I listened to the first 4 tracks. I ain't finished it yet. But, yeah, it's fucking... Yeah, man. Like I said, it's looking lit for the rest of the year and early next year, man. Just in general, I hope we move past a lot of this shit. You know, that music right there, that shit that we need, man. T.I., he not... Ah, man, it would be interesting if he came out gay, because I don't know how I could handle that as far as what he pushes, because he's a very man's man, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's groomed, he's a gentleman, he's a businessman, he's a family man, he wears all the hats that, you know what I mean, we want to wear as a black man, so that would be interesting to me. But and the Lox, man, you know, that's that rap that got niggas out the fucking, well, DMX was, that got niggas out the shiny suits, but yo, that's that shit, man. Like, niggas was raised on the Lox, so man. Yeah, I'm excited for next year, man. It was a pretty good year, though. It really was. It was all right,
man.
It wasn't too bad.
I told you the shit,
but yeah,
the shit damn near ramped up. You know, when we did that October show, you know, when we had that good ass month of music just coming down the pipeline and shit, and it just continued on. You know what I mean? You know, oh yeah, let me shout out some of the it's some names, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of folks ain't gonna know about. I wanna shout these niggas out, real talk. Man, Payroll Giovanni from Detroit, man, Peasy from Detroit, Icewear Vezo from Detroit, they all dropped projects this year that hit home, like, you know what I'm saying, they was on point. Man, real talk, shout out to Peasy, because I know that man just got it on some bullshit. Man, he just got hit with a federal indictment, RICO charges and shit like that. He looking at racketeering and some other bullshit. They trying to give him life off of this shit. But, you know what I'm saying, shout out to that man in his situation. You know what I'm saying, we'll pray for that. But he dropped a magnificent album. It's called Mud In, Mud Out. Like, that shit is hard. Like, you know what I'm saying, for some real street shit. For... like, for just, man, the average hood nigga, like, that shit is hard. You know what I'm saying? He came with it. And, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, him and Icewear Vezo, they're in the same clique. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Payroll Giovanni, he just came out with the Sosa's Way mixtape. That was hard. He just came out with the Big Boston Volume 1, you know, with Cardo. That shit was tough. His music makes you want to just, you know what I'm saying, sell work, boss up, and be something. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with that type of music. That's what the early Jeezy was. You dig what I'm saying? And, man, it seemed like he took that blueprint with the Detroit flow, Detroit beats, and made it his. You feel what I'm saying? So, man, like I said, I want to shout them out, shit like that. Because, man, people don't know who these cats is, but they, you know, they bubbling on the up and up. So, I fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you got somebody, you know, that's on the open up that you got in your eyes, on the radar?
I haven't really, like, as far as, like, even underground music, man, not locally, none of that. There's Dope Coley, he's from up here. Partisan Fontaine, he's from up here. They're making a little bit of noise. But nah, man, I really don't, I really haven't paid too much attention to music too much, honestly, except for the mainstream, and mostly because I'm trying to craft my own shit, man, and I'm trying to finally finish up a couple of tapes, so I got some shit hopefully that's dropping soon, you know, bills and family shit, you know, the Christmas in general. I had to save up and put some things on hold. I wanted to drop Christmas. I still might drop something, just like a little something, just to show that I'm in there. But yeah, man, I want to get it done the right way. So I've really been just kind of locking in it and trying a bunch of new shit. I'm locked in for another couple battles next year already. But yeah, this year I'm really gonna focus on music a lot. I think I got like 4 battles, but unless it's something that makes a lot of sense. Like, it, you know, it's a great opportunity. I think I'm just going to stick to probably hosting. I'll probably pop up hosting a couple joints. But, yeah, I'm really going to promote the brand this year, man. So this year really all about North, honestly.
Talk to him. Hell, yeah. Man, you know, like I said, shit. I got back into music, you know what I'm saying? Once I got cool on the battle rap shit, that's why, like, I've been peeping a lot of these, you know, the low-key niggas and shit like that. And a lot of shit that's out right now, I really don't fuck with. But like I said, it's a few, you know what I mean? And I know they're bigger names now, but shit, the G-Herbos and the Lil Bibbies, they actually have some shit that it goes, you know what I'm saying? But shit, I'm just right now, I'm in love with the whole Detroit scene right now. I know a lot of motherfuckers is like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you because of the way they rap and shit like that, but it ain't necessarily the lyrics and shit like that, you know, to be extra lyrical. They say some real shit, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like, man, Lynx finally bought into it. He listened to a few songs. He was like, oh, I see why you fuck with these niggas. Fam, it's not for the lyrical content, no shit like that. And don't get me wrong, Payroll can go off. Like, he goes in, you know, him, Keys from Doughboy Cash Out or whatever. But they say some real shit, some shit that makes you stop like, yeah, I fucks with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? What you say, this is the wrong era for you, my nigga? It seems like they rapping in the wrong era. They rap for, you know what I'm saying, in the Jay-Z mode, you know what I'm saying, when he was coming up with the Streets of Watch and shit. You know, matter of fact, Payroll did like a short film based on, you know, how Streets is Watching was made. Like, he did his, the song played in the background while he acted the whole thing out. The shit was hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna send that to you, G. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go look that up. That was it was nice. You know, it's not no sloppy shit. So, like I said, that's why I'm giving so much props to them niggas right now. Like I said, I fell in love with the whole Detroit scene. They got the nigga T Grizzly that just came out. He got the song called First Day Out. That motherfucker's tough. Man, the song was doing numbers, too. He did, like, 3 million in 2 weeks or something. You know what I'm saying? So that shit was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, shit. Other than that, man, you wanna fuck around with some politics right quick? You know what I'm saying? What you see coming in the future with that shit, dog? Like,
man. Shit, just, you know, I don't even, honestly, I'm Donald Trump from Queens, so I'm hoping that he was just trying to fool a lot of people and it's going to be different than what everybody says and what everybody thinks it's going to be. Man, this motherfucker's meeting with fucking Ray Lewis and Kanye West and shit. Like, oh, no, man, it's just a circus at this point. Like, this is just the best reality show on TV, like, and it's our government. Honestly, that shit's just crazy. It's fucking crazy.
You know what I said before? This shit, the whole election was like a big ass spoof. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, if you go 8 years ago when Hillary ran originally, who was her biggest supporter? It was Donald Trump. He's the one that backed her campaign the last. You know what I'm saying? The last go round. So to go from that to where they was at this point, I said, man, this shit is basically a fucking Leslie Nielsen movie. This shit is Naked Gun 66 and a half type shit. You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
Yeah,
you know?
I just can't believe this shit, man. I just can't
believe
this
shit. The only thing I was waiting on was to see OJ running through the airport, busting out of jail type shit. You know what I'm saying, dog? Like, that's how, on what? See, that's how crazy this shit got at one point. Motherfucker was talking about grabbing pussy and all type of wild shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit just got, it was crazy. And that's, they making,
I didn't believe in that.
They making America the butt of the fucking joke. You know what I'm saying? That shit is, it's weak. Shit. Oh yeah, fuck David Clark too. Bitch ass nigga. He's the sheriff here, Milwaukee County. Fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's a, I don't know what the fuck he is. Like, he's one of the biggest hypocrites I know, but fuck him. No shout-outs for that nigga. Fuck him all out, straight up and down. Shit. Yeah, you know what? Let me just go on the fuck you tour right quick. Excuse me for 1 second, New York. Let me just get this out of my system, G. Fuck David Clark. Fuck Scott Walker. What's the other little... Little pinhead motherfucker. I forgot his name. He's irrelevant. Fuck him. Fuck Ron Johnson. All these local government officials here in the state of Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, fuck most of the state of Wisconsin for voting for who they voted for. I can't stand you bitch ass, racist ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm standing on my own. I'm doing on, man, everything that I want to do. And you bitch ass niggas can't stop shit. That was my rant for the show. New York, what you got, G?
Yeah, man. I'm still in awe, man. Donald Trump, bro. Donald fucking Trump, man. Niggas is crazy out here, bro. Niggas is crazy out here. I don't even know, man. You can't co-sign nobody. Niggas is fucking haters on the low. Niggas make up crazy shit. Nobody verifies anything. Man, niggas just go off. Like, it's shit just fucking crazy, man. It's really just the end of the world or something, man. Shit is fucking crazy out here. Like, no. Man, it's a circus. It really is a circus, man. Niggas is crazy.
Everything looks corny right now, G. Did you see the bullshit? They came with some wild shit talking about tax song put out in the air that Doggy Diamonds was a police. You know what I'm saying? So then Doggy Diamonds come back talking about Tax Tone on low key is the police and some shit is gonna come out about him. And I'm like, man, this shit is just corny. Like, dog, don't y'all niggas see how y'all look? Like,
yeah,
like,
man.
Folks forgot how to operate as men nowadays, my nigga. I'm sorry, G. Like, this shit just is wild goofy to me. Oh, yeah,
this nigga Sammy is fucking wild.
You said what?
We out of here. I said, nah, we out of here. We just gonna have to unfriend Sammy. This nigga just out of here. He on his Soulja Boy shit, I guess. See you later. Bam. That, just like that, we out of there. Yep, what was you saying? You're fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, like, niggas just wild and they losing their fucking mind. Like, this shit, what you just said, Soulja Boy, he's losing his fucking mind. He lost it. That nigga doing anything to stay relevant. Man.
Yo, this nigga just came out of fucking jail. Just came out of jail. Nigga talking about some more bullshit. Nigga, I remember when he got arrested for the first gun. He was in the car with the two people, and everybody thought it was over for him and all of that shit. I remember all of that shit. And then he got out, and he was talking to the judge. And then he really just started going fucking, like, people really just going crazy, man. Social media has really just revealed, like, it's really like life is a filter, and social media has peeled back the filter, and you get to see who people really are. Because shit is fucking crazy, man.
Yep.
Shit is fucking crazy.
Shout out to the real niggas out here, you know what I'm saying, still moving.
Yeah. The shit people are saying and doing for really shit ever, man. My nigga told me, yo, a nigga kill you for 100 likes right now, bro. Nigga kill you for 100 likes. Shit, real.
Yep, that's
niggas
real.
Killed chinks. Niggas killed chinks and then went on this page to get 100 likes off of it. Like, yo, shit is different, man. Shit is different.
Shit, weak as a bitch. Yo, on some G shit, though, like I said, shit, the real got to continue to link up and stand tall. Shit, it's a lot more fraudulent shit out here than it is with the real, but, man, in the end, the wind, you know what I'm saying? The real niggas can't walk off as losers because shit, we built tougher than that. You feel what I'm saying? The fake niggas gonna end up falling off. They're gonna die off in the end because shit, they're not standing on nothing solid. If you can't stand on a solid foundation and shit, you're gonna fall. So shit, with that, fuck you. Like, you gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Soulja Boy, fuck you. You gotta go. Donald Trump, fuck
yeah,
you.
Man.
You gotta go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but shit, out of hand, get some shout-outs out, my nigga. We finna call this shit a show. You know what I mean? We ain't gonna drag it on too much longer, G. Shout them out, nigga. Tell them where to find you. Shit like that.
Yeah, King in the North, New York, man. Coliseum High Society. Fuck Sammy Y100. Some nigga is fucking Soulja Boy. Yeah, man. Keep getting your money. Feed your family. You know what I'm saying? We gonna make it past all the hard times, man. That's a fact.
Word. Man, real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, shout out to all the people that passed. Man, shout out, you know what I'm saying, of course, New York, Coco, Link, Psycho, you know what I'm saying, everybody that helped with this shit. Man, I appreciate y'all niggas. Man, shit. Shout out to everybody that loves me, because my nigga, I love y'all. Like, real talk. Oh, shout out to my tax woman. She changed my life this year. Real talk. When the shit was going bad, hey, yo, she made life great. So shout out to her. Yo, gift basket is coming to you for Christmas, my G. Look, I damn near love you. No bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, on some G shit, like I said, man, if y'all love me, I love you back. Shit, shout out to the world. You know what I'm saying? Blessings and prayers to everybody. And shit, it's like that. We out.